the PPV name game, a women's money in the bank, and Kai's all alone again, it can only mean one thing. It's time for the European Uppercut Podcast.
Oh, European Uppercut!
Welcome, thank you very much for downloading the European Uppercut Podcast, a podcast that talks about professional wrestling. My name's Kai Valentine, your host for this week and every other week, it seems at the moment, as the panel are not with me once again. I swear, I am inviting people, I'm not just locking myself in a room. To be honest, I can't put all the blame on them. I know everyone's got very busy lives at the moment. And I'm sure we have had offers from elsewhere, from across the states and places like that, but me finding a solid time to do this show as well has also been a struggle. So in fact, these solo shows have actually been a little bit of a blessing in disguise. But I'm going to be with you for the next 45 minutes to an hour or so, not really sure, and we're going to talk all things wrestling from the pay-per-view that's coming up this weekend, Money in the Bank. Once again, I'm still a little bit behind on wrestling. I'll tell you a bit about what's going on in my personal life, to be honest, as well. There's not many places that I talk about it anymore now that Squabblebox has gone. So I'll tell you a little bit more about that as the show goes on. A little bit about the pay-per-view that's coming up this Sunday. We're going to predict it. We're going to have a look and see whether anyone else has predicted it so far on the sheet. Currently, at this time, there is only myself and Carp. Come on, folks. I'm trying to make a wrestling podcast here. And we'll talk a little bit more about your emails. And, of course, we'll stop in with our favourite New Zealand correspondent, New Zealand, Mr. GBL, with the not-so-knockout news for this week. But I think it's time for us to take a look at the emails. Let's dive into the email box and find out who's in there.
Hey, you're listening to Robbie X. Make sure you check out European Uppercut Podcast. Robbie X.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
So it's time for us to take a look into the inbox for this week and see who has been getting in touch. Do we have anything in there? Yes, we do. That noise means we've had an email, and it's from, of course, Mr. Fourth Row. Let's get into it now. Mr. Fourth Row has got in touch and he said, time for a change and what's in a name? That's the subject title for this week. It's a go, an email from Mr. Fourth Row is heading your way right now. Nothing earth-shaking this week, but with WWE's Money in the Bank this Sunday, and technically when a person that subscribes to the network, those events aren't pay-per-views, should they just all finally be renamed and called special events? For example, a local promotion near New Era, Colorado, in my area that only has a show once a month, calls all their shows something like Bedlam, Season Beatings, etc. I'm still a big believer that naming and names are important. If the naming changes, I know it will take a while for it to be a commonplace, just as some people still call Impact Wrestling, well, you know. Thanks for that one. Thank you for that one there. Mr. Fourthrow. Anyway, he says, those are my thoughts, so I'm going to get the F out. What are yours? And P.S., if I can make this cheap plug, hashtag cheap plug, on your show, Finn Fish and I will be reviewing Impact Wrestling Slammiversary for What's on Fight, since it will be available on Fight TV's app. We would love to hear your feedback on it as well. Send us an email to podcast@whatsonfight.com, podcast@whatsonfight.com, or tweet us at whatsonfight, F-I-T-E, for people who don't know. And thanks in advance, Mr. Fourthrow. That's his view, not from the cheap seats, not from the most expensive seats, but from the fourth row. Thank you very much for getting in touch, Mr. Fourthrow. We love to hear from you. Guess who found the sound effects this week? We do always love to hear from you. So let's take a look at some of the questions that you've asked. He's asked about the naming of pay-per-view events. And seeing as though people subscribe to the network and they aren't just pay-per-views, should we just call them special events? Yes, technically we should, and we have seen that, and they tried to rename them as special events. But, and here's the big but, pay-per-views still exist. That's one thing. Now, people might not do them as much, but pay-per-views still do exist. Plus, it's something that's been sort of encrypting our mind for so long that, in fact, we... You know, we sort of go, oh, it's been stuck in our mind for so long, then why would we change it? It's like, for example, when Blockbusters was still a thing, we'd still call it the video store, even though they had DVDs in it. And it was all DVDs and VHS tapes had gone out of fashion. You know, we still called it the video store. And I'm sure there are other examples like that, but that's the first thing that comes to my head. It's just something that's stuck over all these years. You know, we call... I'm trying to think of other examples, but they're not coming to me straight away. Maybe if you have another example that kind of stays on my wavelength, at the EU pod on Twitter, or eurouppercut@gmail.com. But that's my opinion. I think that it doesn't really matter too much. It's a point of going, you know what? We call these things that, but it doesn't really make a difference. But I do like the idea of having... You mentioned there, for example, a local promotion, New Era Colorado. Check them out if you're in the area. They have a show once a month, and they call them, like, Bedlam, Season Beatings, etc. I think that's quite cool. Do they call them special events and then Bedlam? Because isn't that just, like, having, like, Money in the Bank? Are you saying that... You don't like gimmick matches? Gimmick pay-per-views? Maybe I'm getting a bit confused here. I know my local promotion, and I'm looking at a big poster over at the other side of the office, Fight Factory Wrestling, they have Aftermath coming up later this month. I think it's the 25th of June, something like that. And theirs is... That's a big event for them. They've called it Aftermath, and they kind of name it after where their storylines are going. I know that they had Homecoming recently when Joey Osborne was making his return to the company after his suspension, and they were calling it Homecoming because they were creating a new home at a new venue. I think that kind of covers all of that. What's your thoughts? Maybe I've not got it quite correct what you were looking for there. Maybe I am. Maybe somebody else has more opinions. Get in touch, eurouppercut@gmail.com. Don't leave Mr. Fourthrow on his own every week. If Mr. Fourthrow didn't email in, I'd be struggling to put a show together. Keep sending in your emails. I know there are at least, you know, we get at least 40 people downloading this. We want more emails. Come on. Doesn't take a lot of time, does it? Anyway, before I start going into a big rant, let's move on with the show. Thank you, Mr. Fourthrow, for getting in touch. Also, thank you for tuning in to Legends on Siren FM alongside Rocky Mountain High on Monday night. I really appreciated it. And before my hay fever kicks in anymore, we're going to continue on with the show as it's time for the news.
It's time for the Nutso Knockout News!
Hello and welcome to the Not-So Knockout News, the New Zealand edition. John Cena's return feud is expected by many pundits to be Jinder Mahal. The idea is that Mahal will retain the WWE Championship at Money in the Bank and go on to feud with Cena after the 16-time former world champion gets back into the fold on SmackDown on July 4th. No word yet, however, on whether or not Cena should be expecting to win his 17th world title.
Gross.
And speaking of all things Cena, John Cena spoke to WSVN-TV in Miami recently to promote American Grit and his upcoming WWE return. He was, among many topics, asked about being the torchbearer in WWE and passing it on to someone else. I think it's been passed without me, Cena said. There's a lot of folks who are currently doing a lot of damage on the roster. The show is thriving in my absence. I think it's extremely competitive. I did win the 16th championship at the Rumble, but I was unfortunate in my first defense at Elimination Chamber. And before that, I hadn't really been in the championship picture for a while. I think the company is moving on quite well. I don't know if there needs to be a formal anointment, but they're doing really well without me.
Oh, thank you, Jazzercise.
WWE stock closed today up 0.64%, closing at $20.56 per share. Today's high was $20.77, and the low was $20.38.
That's odd. Your vagina seems to have a penis and two testicles.
In an interview with NOLA.com to promote the upcoming episode of SmackDown Live and WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans, Kevin Owens was asked to name his dream opponent at the Showcase of the Immortals. If you say present, Sami Zayn and I have such a rich history. I feel like a one-on-one match at WrestleMania would be so perfect, Owens said. But there is also Finn Balor. He's my best friend. He's probably the only guy, if I could sit across the ring at WrestleMania, that would make my career. Finn and I got to WWE at the same time, and we dived into an unknown territory. We gravitated towards each other very quickly. He's like a brother to me now. It should be noted that in regards to any opponent, past included, he said he would like to face Shawn Michaels.
Peter, have you been up all night watching chick movies?
Lana is supposed to be a heel now that she's arrived on SmackDown, but the Wrestling Observer newsletter notes that it's almost guaranteed she'll be a babyface with the gimmick she's been given. It was noted that Lana is basically working in the role that was slotted for Eva Marie. Eva is now focusing on her acting career and won't be returning to work for WWE.
Well, I know what I'm getting.
And celebrating birthdays this week, Mark Henry turns 46.
How you doing?
Bailey is 28.
How you doing?
And the Ultimate Warrior would have been 58.
How you doing?
And that'll do it for this week's Not So Knockout News.
Thank you once again to Mr. GBL for that fantastic breakdown of what was probably a little bit of a slow news week, but we love hearing from you all the same. GBL can get news out of places where news does not exist, but the ones that we have there that he mentioned, the main one that pops up for me is John Cena, Jinder Mahal, possibly his first feud back against Jinder, the American hero versus the anti-American. It kind of writes itself, let's face it, at this point. It reminds you of, you know, the old days of Nikolai Volkov versus, or the Iron Sheik versus Hulk Hogan, those kind of stories. But very, very interesting times. Where's that going to go? I'm not sure whether they will go that route straight away. I have a feeling that they're going to play on this whole... I've heard rumours about it. I'm a bit out of touch with the product, but I have heard rumours about how John Cena's going to be this free agent, and that means that he could have possibly appear on Raw as well. Could we be seeing Cena versus Reigns at SummerSlam? Quite possibly. Possibly, you never know. But that could be very, very interesting indeed. See where they take that one. If you put John Cena and Reigns in the same ring at the moment, where they're so both polarizing, could Reigns be the guy that gets Cena more cheers than himself? That would be incredible to see, and it really proves what kind of character, and it may give them a bit of a better idea of what direction to take them in. interesting indeed, all the same. Other news stories on the list are Eva Marie is not going to be returning to WWE, it seems. I know that there'll be some people out there who are very, very upset about this, and me included in a way, because I thought that her character was really fun, and actually what she was doing leading up to her suspension and taking this break was quite interesting. But I think there's going to be a lot of people out there who are going to be completely about the entire thing. So very, very interesting to see where that one goes for sure. Kevin Owens was asked about his WrestleMania dream opponent. He said Sami Zayn or Finn Balor. Both of those I'd love to see on the grandest stage of them all. I know we've seen them in the past. In fact, I'd probably more like to see Finn versus Owens at this point. I really enjoyed their ladder match. I thought that some of their matches in NXT were brilliant, especially even the one at the Tokyo Special was fantastic, where he was crowned champion. And he wasn't crowned champion at that point. He was champion, and then he got it regained at that point. I can't remember what it was. I can't remember. But anyway, that was a really awesome moment, and I'd love to see what happens next with Finn and Owens down the road. Looking at other news stories that GBL didn't get a chance to mention because he did send this in earlier this week, we did miss one of the big news stories that seemed to have slipped in this week, and I must state that this is from the tabloid website dailymail.co.uk, which for Americans, put it this way, Wikipedia doesn't even class Daily Mail as a trustworthy source anymore. That is saying something. If Wikipedia is saying that you are not trustworthy, then there are a lot of high school teachers out there who will not trust the Daily Mail, because I remember being at high school and primary school and being told, if you quote from Wikipedia, then you will not get a good grade. Do not copy and paste from Wikipedia. It is wrong. It is the devil. The devil is in charge of Wikipedia. Sorry about that, not sure what happened there, but no, the Wikipedia, did you ever spend time, I know some people will be like, Kai, I'm too old to even remember the internet at high school, but I remember being at early high school when we used to go on Wikipedia to try and find work ideas, and people used to copy and paste from it all the time, so we used to go on, if we were doing it on like a geography assignment on, I remember we were doing a geography assignment on like the River Trent, so we went on the River Trent Wikipedia page, and you change certain details. Now, you don't make it obvious, but you just change it, so because you know people won't actually read it, and they'll just copy and paste it into their work, and we used to change little details, like really childish stuff, and then the other people in the class would just copy and paste it, and they'd be like, the River Trent is made of bums. I was a cool kid. Really cool, I swear. But no, the big story from the Daily Mail is that Bray Wyatt and his wife Samantha Rotunda have filed for divorce. And the big sort of thing about this is that she's claiming that Bray Wyatt's having an affair with JoJo from Total Divas and ring announcing fame. Yes, well, very interesting indeed. Not going to comment on it too much because, you know, we don't know all the details yet. But interesting. Let's leave it at that. And one more news story for you is that there has been a rumour going round over the last few days that Cowboy Bob Orton had passed away, back to Wikipedia, as someone had went on Wikipedia and changed his status basically to having passed away, and that is not the case, as Orton is alive and well and is scheduled to be in attendance at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view this Sunday. Bill Apter got Orton on the phone today to confirm that Orton is in fact still alive, so all the best to Cowboy Bob Orton. he reminds me, I remember Cowboy Bob Orton from my childhood, and we're talking 2005 WWE, he's in the cast still, and alongside Randy Orton helping him out against The Undertaker, The Undertaker just kicking the living shit out of him, really fun stuff, but great to hear that Cowboy Bob Orton's still alive. Wow, it's a slow news week when we're reporting on people not dying. Yeah, you're listening to the European Uppercut Podcast, the podcast that talks about professional wrestling. My name's Kai Valentine, thank you for joining me, and coming up we're going to be talking all about Money in the Bank, getting our predictions in. I want to hear yours too, at the EU Pod on Twitter or EuroUppercut@gmail.com. Are you looking forward to a Sunday night? Will you be staying up? Let me know how you're watching it. But most importantly, stay tuned to us here on the European Uppercut Podcast, as we've got plenty more to come.
Anything can happen in the next half hour.
This is the Beast of Belfast, Big Demo, and you're listening to the European Uppercut Podcast.
Yo, that song can only mean one thing. It's money, money, money time. It's time for Money in the Bank. A little bit of classic ABBA there on the European Uppercut Podcast. We are going to talk all about the upcoming pay-per-view, what I'm excited for, what I'm maybe not too excited for, and everything to do with it. So, I'll tell you one thing, I am rather excited for this pay-per-view. There is a lot to talk about. There are only 5 matches, but every match has something on the line, which I think is incredibly important nowadays, and I'm very much looking forward to it. So let's get to talking about it, shall we? I've got 15 points to bet on this event, and I am currently on 24 points, so it might be a bit of a risk to risk all 15, but we'll see how things go. It's incredibly hard to predict this pay-per-view. I'm really not sure how I'm going to go about it, but let's get into it anyway. And we're going to kick things off with the women's title match. Yes, the women's title match. We're going to go with Naomi versus Lana for the SmackDown Women's Championship, and I am going to go with Naomi. It's interesting to see that I've said interesting so much today. Oh, it's more than fantastic. Right, so it's fantastically interesting to see that Lana is in her first match for WWE, and she's actually going, first match for SmackDown, should I say, and she's going to be on pay-per-view for the Women's Championship. Incredible. But liking this new gimmick, thinking it could go somewhere. I do agree with what they were saying in the news that, you know, it's possible that she's going to turn babyface soon, and that's why I think she'll miss out this time. I don't think they're going to strap her quite yet, but I think Naomi will take the win. So Naomi, I'm giving you the win, and that means that you're going to be walking away champion still. In fact, I'm going to put +5 on it. I'm that confident with this one. Not greatly confident, but I want to win this, and I'm just gonna take a risk and put points on stuff. Let's go with it. If no one else is gonna turn up, I'm gonna make this interesting. Next match on the card: Becky Lynch versus Charlotte versus Natalia versus Tamina versus Carmella, and that is the first ever women's Money in the Bank ladder match. And is that the first ever women's ladder match in general? I'm not sure. Surely not. I mean, we've seen women involved in ladder matches, like the TLC matches where Lita used to get involved. That was amazing. And I think that this could be... No, there has been a women's... I think it was back in the Divas day, and I think they were pink. Something like that. But still, this is going to be the first one that's taken seriously. There's not going to be any pink fluffy shit around. Becky, Charlotte, Natalia, Tamina and Carmella are going to spend a good 15 to 20 minutes in the ring proving why women should be given the chance for this ladder match and why they are capable of doing this. And I'm really happy to see everyone who is involved in this match getting that chance. I am going to go with what I thought was an outsider. I'm going to go with Carmella, and I'm going to put +5 on it, because I think she's the one that could really use the Money in the Bank really well. She's a scheming heel, and I think that's where it works best. Is she still with James Ellsworth? That's when she was last with. I hope they get rid of Ellsworth during this run. I really do. That would be my hope, that they get rid of Ellsworth. But then again, he could be the scheming, you know, slimy kind of nutball heel that helps her get through with it. But I hope that once she wins the championship, she maybe doesn't have Ellsworth alongside her. But you never know. We'll see what happens. But I'm going to go Carmella +5 for that one. Next match up, it's the Usos versus the New Day. Really been loving what the Usos have been doing in the ring the last few months. And the New Day, first time on pay-per-view since WrestleMania, I believe. In fact, it's before that, because they weren't actually on Mania Wrestling. So it feels like we've had a break from the New Day, which has been brilliant. I think that they've actually... I actually want to see the New Day now. They've kind of built it up, and they've not done the whole split-up thing, but I feel like they are reuniting, because I've not seen them in so long. And very excited to see this match. And I do think that the New Day are going to take the titles. They're going to put some image back into the SmackDown Championships. Not that they didn't have them, but you know, they are the longest reigning tag champions in history. So having them as your champions can only mean good things. New Day, I'm saying takes the titles. I'm going to put my final +5 on it. Yeah, 15 points in the first 3 matches. Do with that what you like, bitches. Oh gosh, the New Day are going to be the new SmackDown Tag Team Championships. I think that's a really good thing for the SmackDown brand. Let's keep going and talking about other matches that are coming up. We've got 2 more left. Let's take a look.
This is Europe's number one professional wrestler, Gredo. It's yourself. Look, if you're down, if you feel like shit, I'm telling you, what you need to do is listen to the European Uppercut Podcast. That's right, the European Uppercut Podcast. I'll say it 3 times, the European Uppercut Podcast. It's the best podcast in the world, apart from The Art of Wrestling, Stone Cold's, JR's, Chris Jericho's, but it's definitely better than Bauer and Pollock.
So So, the next match on the list is Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles versus Baron Corbin versus Sami Zayn versus Dolph Ziggler versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the men's SmackDown Money in the Bank. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 men in this Money in the Bank ladder match. I think 6 is a good number, and I think I am going to go with Zayn. I'm going with Sami Zayn. I think this is the moment that we build Sami Zayn over a year, and around, you know, this time next year or even before WrestleMania, we make Zayn the champion. This is Zayn's time. We can give him a full year to build him. In 1 year's time, if you cannot build Sami Zayn to world champion, then he will never be world champion. But I am sure that creative can find enough stuff to keep him interesting for this next year and build him to that level. He is ready. He is who I want to see getting this chance. Owens, Styles, even Dolph, like, I'm going to rule Dolph out, and that might be risky. I'm going to rule Dolph out, and I'm going to go, he's just in there as fodder. He's not going to get a chance at it. Baron Corbin is a possibility. Definitely a possibility. But I've gone with Carmella as the heel winning that one, so I kind of want a babyface to win this one. So I'm going to rule out Baron Corbin. But he would be my second choice, I think. Then Nakamura, I think, needs a little bit more time on the roster before we throw him up there. Give him a bit more time to establish himself with the fans that maybe don't know him quite yet. So I'm going to rule out Nakamura. Styles and Owens, I think, can just get WWE Championship matches by asking for them. It feels that real that they can be, like, they can win a qualifying match the week before a pay-per-view and then get a championship match at the pay-per-view if they really want to put the title back on them. I think Styles and Owens have gone past that level of needing the Money in the Bank. And if you're only going to have one male Money in the Bank for the year, I think you need to use it to build a star. Now, Corbin is a possibility. I will admit that. But I'm going against my head and I'm going with my heart. I'm going with Sami Zayn as your Money in the Bank holder for 2017. I think he'll become champion in 2018. But I think that's going to be the way that it goes. Zayn, I'm not putting any bets on it. Can't risk that at all. I see that Carp has gone with AJ Styles. Sorry, Carp. I've completely thrown yours out of the water. I think that Styles can get a championship match if needed. I think it'd be a waste. I think it would be a waste on AJ Styles or Kevin Owens. Nakamura, I can see it working for, and Corbin, yeah. Ziggler, I'm sorry, but I'm ruling you out, buddy. I'm going Zayn. Zayn for Money in the Bank and possibly WWE Champion come 2018. That's my choice. And we're on to the final match on the card. Jinder Mahal versus Randy Orton for the WWE Championship. And we see I have gone with Mahal. And so has Carp. Now, this is where it gets a little bit risky for me. I think that there is the possibility that Orton wins via, or Mahal wins via disqualification if Orton gets himself disqualified for getting too angry, or even the other way around. Mahal gets disqualified, Orton wins. Actually, Orton could win via disqualification from the Singh brothers getting involved or something. Mahal keeps the championship. That's a very real possibility. I think it all depends on where you put this match on the card. If you put it before the male ladder match, I think there's a possibility that it could end with a dodgy finish. If not, I think it's more likely to end with a clean finish if it's the main event. But who knows? I'm no expert. I just talk into a microphone and hope that people listen and download this podcast on the Trending Topics Network every week. You can find us at the Trending Topics Network, or on Twitter at TTNNet, I think, or TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. I'm going to have to check Wikipedia in a moment to find out where to go. Let's have a look then. So I am going with Mahal. And yeah, I'm sticking with that. Mahal is going to retain the championship. He's going to cheat, but he's going to do it. And I think that Orton will put him over. That's my picks. What are yours? Let us know, eurouppercut@gmail.com or on Facebook, European Uppercut Podcast, or on Twitter at the EU Pod. Or Euro, I think I said EuroUppercut@gmail.com, didn't I? So I'm going with Naomi, Carmella, New Day, Zayn, and Mahal. Those are my picks. What are yours? Let me know. You've been listening to the European Uppercut Podcast here on the Trending Topics Network, and I am really, actually quite excited for Money in the Bank. I'm, as much as I love, you know, I do love a good technical match. I do love the storytelling of it all. And I think that's one of the things that I love about Money in the Bank. I think it brings together the storytelling nature of, you know, it can start an underdog story or a young cocky heel on his rise to stardom, but it also gives us the spot fest as well. I think it's the perfect encapsulation of spot fest and storytelling. But what are your thoughts? Let me know, and I hope you agree with me. If you don't agree with me, let me know that as well. So we're going to carry on with today's show now and go into the final thoughts here on the European Uppercut Podcast.
This is a Honky Tonk Man, the greatest WWE Intercontinental Champion of all time, and you're listening to the European Uppercut on the Trending Topics Network.
I'm just a honky tonk man. I'm cool. I'm cocky. I'm ba 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 ba.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the European Uppercut Podcast with myself, Kai Valentine. You can find me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine, and it's been a pleasure to join you once again. I know I keep saying I'm fallen behind on wrestling, and I am trying to keep up. I've sort of been keeping up with all the highlights at least, and the reason behind that is I am looking for a new job. My tenancy runs out next week here in Lincoln. I'm moving down to Cambridgeshire, down to Anton Wayne country, near enough Wayne as well, but definitely Ant country. For long-term listeners to the European Uppercut Podcast, you'll remember some of the original co-hosts there. And yeah, I'm going to be moving into full-time work for the first time ever. I've been, you know, in university and education all my life. It's been interesting, the whole experience of finding work, going to interviews, travelling up and down to interviews, but no, very, very excited to see where things go for sure. But it's going to be a long few weeks for me, a stressful few weeks, but hopefully professional wrestling is going to be there in those stressful times, and I hope you will all too. Join me every week here for the European Uppercut Podcast. I'll try my best to be here, and I'll try my best to get some of the other guys on as well. We've just all been so busy, and I can completely understand it. I've got no hard feelings for anyone on this show. As much as I may joke about, you know, people not being here and me being alone on the panel, no hard feelings towards any of the guys. They've all got busy lives, and I will have too soon, so it looks like someone else may have to pick up the slack for a few weeks at least whilst I get settled down. But I have no idea what's happening, and I think that's one of my issues. I've got no idea what's coming up. I don't have a house yet. I may have a job, but then I'll need to get a house, and I can't get a house until I've got the job, and I can't get the job until I get the house. It's a weird, malicious circle, but it's stressful. It really is. But thank you, everyone, for being so kind and patient with this show. We are trying to bring you wrestling content every week to the Trending Topics Network, and even if it turns out that we're not here, if it turns out that any of us cannot make it to the show over the next few weeks, which I don't know. I don't know whether that's confirmed or not. There are plenty of other wrestling shows on the network for you to pick your fancy at. One of them is What's on Fight with Mr. Fourth Row and Finn Fish, they brought, as they mentioned earlier, they're going to be reviewing Slammiversary when that's on Fight soon. Make sure you check that out. It's one of the hottest new shows on the network for sure. Looking on there as well. We also got Wrestlecast Live with the new host, Mr. Old School. Make sure that you check that one out. The original wrestling show on the network. That back when it was the Wrestlecast so long ago. We also have, of course, the Spanish Announce Table. We have One Up Club's Heads Up, Lou Chat, CFL Easy Picks, Hanging with Heavy, What's on Fight, as I mentioned, Eurovision Showcase, Legends on Siren FM, STFU, Wrestling Cheers, The Tuts Experience, the Eurovision. I said the Eurovision Showcase, didn't I? Yes. Albeit Inside, Anything Goes, NFL Easy Picks. And that's them all, I think. Thank you very much. I'm trying to remember them all off the top of my head. But thank you very much for joining me. Check out all the other great shows on the network. We're just trying our best to talk some wrestling, and thank you to everyone who's been so appreciative and patient with us over here at the European Uppercut Podcast. Until next week, I hope you have a lovely week, whatever you're up to. Stay tuned to everything that we have on the Trending Topics Network. There's something going out pretty much every day at the moment. Yeah, nearly every day, I'd say. And check out my shows, Legends on Siren FM, Selector Cart, and much, much more. Squabblebox 100 still on the network as well. Check that one out. I'm sad it's finished. We may have something in the future with Squabblebox, but at the moment, it's way too busy. Right, thank you very much for joining me here for the European Uppercut Podcast, and I'll see you all right back here. Hopefully, next week.